right. Well, Congresswoman Hartzler, last night you were joined with Missouri Governor Jay Nixon and Senators Claire McCaskill and Roy Blunt at Fort Leonard Wood to discuss potential budget cuts. Before we get started discussing on that meeting, what is your outlook on those cuts?
Well, if they were to go through, it would be absolutely devastating for the area as well as for our national security. They are saying in worst-case scenario, we could lose 5,400 soldiers and civilian positions there. And if you take into account the contractors and other jobs, it could go up as high as 7,000 jobs impacted. And that's over a $300 million loss of income to the area. So we've got to do everything we can to prevent this from happening.
Absolutely. That sort of budget cut is devastating to any rural area, really. Now, what else was discussed during the meeting last night?
Well, it was an unprecedented show of support by the entire state of Missouri for Fort Leonard Wood and how important it is to our state and to our nation. With over 2,000 people who came in, it was a standing room only crowd. We had 23 of our Missouri state senators there, and almost 60 state representatives, as well as the governor, both U.S. senators, local officials, and many of our statewide elected officers. So it was very, very encouraging. And we spoke with one voice that Fort Leonard Wood is a valued Army asset, and it needs to stay. And we need every person there working on behalf of our national security. We talked about the tremendous missions that are carried out there and how important they are to our national defense. Of course, it provides basic training, but we also have the military police school there, the engineering school, as well as the chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear school. And so all of these missions are vital to our national security, and we need every person there to stay.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of all of those different classes and courses they have there and all the training, prior to this session, McCaskill had released something stating that Leonard Wood has the lowest direct training costs of any Army training installation, and it is also on the cutting edge of premier training techniques that all branches of the military are using. So with that being said, why? Why are they looking at cutting funds to this location at all?
This is part of the overall plan to reduce the troop levels in our nation as a result of the passage of the Budget Control Act in 2011, which set up a very ill-advised system called sequestration that sadly is in effect now, and it is cutting our defense spending by tremendous amounts. And so the Army is forced to reduce its in-strength down from 560,000 to potentially as low as 420,000. And if this is enabled to carry out, we will have the lowest number of people serving in the Army as before World War II. And it is just such a foolish endeavor for our nation to continue down this path with all the threats we are facing. And that's why I'm doing everything I can as a member of the Armed Services Committee and Budget Committee to replace these onerous defense cuts and to stop this sequestration so that we won't see the reduction in troop levels and we'll have the troops and the numbers that we need in the case of an attack or some confrontation we have to have with one of our enemies.
During that meeting, what did it seem like the community's reaction was?
Oh, the community was so supportive. There was just unprecedented enthusiasm and dedicated support by everyone there, many people who traveled for a long distance to be there, as well as the local people, because Fort Leonard Wood is the fifth largest employer to our state, but more than that, we are just very patriotic here in Missouri, and we are so proud of every soldier that goes through Fort Leonard Wood and the important role that they play in our national security, and we wanted to speak and stand as one people and one voice on behalf of Fort Leonard Wood, and I think the strong showing will make a lasting impression on the Army as they make these difficult choices.
Absolutely. You know, at a time when they are talking about the DHS funding and what kind of toll that is going to take if something is not figured out with, you know, all the terrorism and ISIS and things like that, it's really concerning that they are looking at taking these budget cuts, especially in places where their training is so crucial to our military. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy day to talk to us. Is there anything else that you'd like to let your Missouri listeners know?
I just want to thank everybody who came out and who also registered their opinions through their comment period. You know, I think Missouri has just spoken out so strongly. I'm just so proud of the presentation last night and every person who has come out strong for Fort Leonard Wood. And I look forward to this installation being a very, very valuable, strong asset for our nation for years to come.